the Seattle-Tacoma earthquake. A lot of my friends are up in that area, Ed, and they're going, oh, no, Seattle-Tacoma, give me a break. Why does it have to be us again?
Yeah, it looks like a destructive one, too, and it's not too far away, although our timelines still are still a real bugbear for us and our work. However, it's coming up, and we just, in terms of an event horizon, it's pretty close. It's looming big in terms of remote viewing. We just can't see, we can't measure the distance. We don't have this parallel
view. Ed, you call it an earthquake.
It's big.
Is it volcanic at all in nature?
It could be, but most of our data is showing just shaking and quaking. However, Don Stoltz, whose photo was one of...
I noticed quite prominently, actually. Don was quite prominent.
Don did, her data does suggest that the origin of the quake is in the mountains, although I looked at her data well, and scrutinized it well, and it doesn't show a volcano. So...
You're just thinking earthquake.
Yeah, big earthquake. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the old problem, the old question back again. The moment you say something like this, next everybody wants to know when.
We're going to try to work on that in January if it hasn't already occurred, because we have some new techniques, and as a team we're going to do it together. But all I know is like 2006 is about the best that we can do with that.
2006.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a little bit of time anyway.
Well, I don't know when in 2000.
All right, when you say big earthquake, how big?
It's destructive enough to break streets, take buildings down, and cause seawater to come inland.
That's very big earthquake.
Yeah, it is.
That's a very big earthquake.
It's big. It's going to be a big one.
Can you... Seattle, Tacoma, how close do you know? I mean, is it like a dead center, epicenter, or what?
Don't know. We're just looking at the destruction, sketching the destruction in the city itself. So I don't know where the epicenter is.
Is the Space Needle still there?
I don't know. That's how we identified. At first we thought it was San Francisco, but when we identified Seattle because of sketching the Space Needle, but didn't look any further. I mean, sometimes there's some things you don't want to know.
Well, was it vertical? At the moment?
It wasn't looking too good.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was tilted. It was tilted.
There you have it, folks. The Space Needle tilted. You're sure this wasn't Paris, right? It was definitely the needle.
Yeah, well... it's hard news to broadcast. But it's Seattle. Mm-hmm.
If you lived in that area, Seattle, Tacoma, you would move?
I wouldn't want to be downtown.
Do you believe enough in what you're saying that if you lived there, you'd leave or you'd move?
I wouldn't want to live or work downtown. Downtown. That's all.
All right, well... A year, huh?
I'd say at the most.
That's very close in.